The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Katie Taylor will retire this summer after her Dublin fight, the 39-year-old, has confirmed today. But will it be in Croke Park or another venue? From winning gold in the London 2012 Olympics to having success in the professional side of the sport, Henry McKean visited her hometown of Bray and he joins us now from Wicklow. Good evening to you, Henry. Tell us how you're getting on.
Yeah, good evening. Here in Bray, an absolutely spectacular 20 years of a career. She's been described as a true champion and warrior. And one of my greatest sporting memories, Ciara, is being there in the XL Arena at the London 2012 Olympics, where Katie beat the Russian Sofia Okeva. It was just unreal. Her mom, Bridget, still lives here in Bray. I drove past her home earlier, but Katie, obviously, she lives out in Connecticut in the States. And I visited the only boxing club left in Bray and met Katie's friend and the manager of the boxing club.
My name is Tony Brown, and I am the owner of Tough Club Boxing in Bray.
Tony, we're here in the heart of Bray. For you, what sort of hero was Katie Taylor to young people, and I suppose even your generation of boxers?
Well, I think to Ireland as a whole, Katie Taylor is nothing short of an absolute sporting legend, particularly in Bray. She's almost a godlike figure here. People are so proud of her, as are we all. She's made massive impact on the sport of boxing, not just from an Irish perspective, but for women globally as well. She's opened the gates for women to start really earning money through boxing, and she's put the spotlight on women's boxing. So what she's done is kind of go down in history.
She says she's got one more fight in her, hopefully in the summer. Could be Croke Park, it might not be. It could be the Aviva or somewhere else. For you, is she going at the right time? She's 39.
Yeah, look, I think it would be a tragedy for Katie to finish up her pro career without having a fight on home soil. The people have been asking for it for a long, long time, so I think it would only be right to finish on that one, and it'd be the perfect send-off for her, you know.
For young people, especially young girls, what does she mean?
I think she's very inspirational. I think she gives women a lot of empowerment and lets them see that it's possible for them to achieve these things that she's achieved, particularly in a sport like boxing, which is primarily male dominant. You know, it's very, very powerful to see a woman achieve such great things and have such an impact on the sport.
You know her. What's she really like?
Katie's lovely, yeah. And we've been very, very fortunate enough to have her training in the gym a couple of times when she's back home. So it's been really great to have her here. You learn so much even just from watching her. Myself, on a couple of instances, have had the fortune of training alongside her as well. She's an unbelievable trainer, trained so hard, so dedicated, such an all-around athlete, you know.
And that was Tony Rowan there from the Tough Love Boxing Club in Bray. Henry, what did Katie Taylor do for young girls in boxing?
Well, she opened the doors to all of them. She put female boxing on the map, and she became a poster girl for the sport. Here are young girls in Bray who look up to her.
People are very disappointed she's retiring, and she's a very good inspiration for young people, especially my age and younger.
I feel like she's inspired people in many ways, like in boxing and maybe to
to get
be
out
big
there
and beat ourselves, maybe.
And you're a distant relative.
Yeah.
How's the family feeling?
Very proud.
I think it's actually fair enough for her to retire. She's had a lot of achievements from what I know, so I think it's fair enough.
And those were, of course, young girls there in Bray. But she also, is it fair to say, Henry, she did a huge amount for women's sport?
Oh, she's an absolute icon, and you know that for sure, because you are a Wicklow lady. Here are Bray women.
She's really encouraged young women to stay in sport, because we know teenagers, girls about 14 or 15 tend to leave it. So she's definitely encouraged young women in Bray and beyond, not just Bray. Yes, it'd be sad to see her go now. I'm sure she'll go into coaching or something. She won't leave altogether. Yes, so well done, Katie Taylor, and we're lucky to have her as an advocate for women in Bray.
I think she was absolutely brilliant. I think it's a very hard game being a lady in boxing, but I think she was absolutely super. She did great for Ireland.
And how proud are you and were you of her achievements?
Oh, absolutely delighted. She was absolutely fantastic, you know. She was great. And she gave a great atmosphere to the country and got a great boom going.
And did you go down to Bray Seafront for that massive homecoming celebration back in 2012?
I did, yeah. And it was fantastic.
I'm glad she is, because it's a dangerous sport and she's done so amazingly well and she's made us all proud and she's just a gorgeous, gorgeous woman.
So you're very proud?
I'm very proud.
And you think she's going at the right time?
I think she is. I think get out while you're still healthy, do you know?
She's a credit to the country and to Ireland and a great representative for the young people of Ireland.
And that was Henry McKean there in Bray talking to people about Katie Taylor.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.